Certo. Which is the highest level. Bishulchan Aruch in Saif Zain continues as follows. Says, Maran Sion Rishmantet, Yoredea, Saif Zain. Pachot Mizin. A level that is lower than giving him a loan or making a partnership with him. Says, Maran, Pachot Mizin, Anoten Tzedaka Le'ani, Velo Yada Le'mi Yitin, Velo Yada Ani, Mimi Mekabel. Which means that if a person gives tzedakah anonymously and the recipient also has no idea who it's coming from, plus the person doesn't know who he's giving to, everybody is in the dark. That's also wonderful because that eliminates a little bit of the element of shame that the ani has to go through. Matanot Le'Abiyonim is just another, it's a different application of tzedakah, but it's tzedakah nonetheless. Whereas Mishloach Manot has to be done, has to be given, and everybody has to know where it comes from in order to, you know, increase camaraderie. But in terms of Matanot Le'Abiyonim, the best way to do it is like any other tzedakah, which is nobody knows, not the donor and not the recipient, nobody knows where it's going. Okay? So says Maran, Pachot mize, Bekarov laze, Hanoten lekupa shel tzedakah. Which means, if a person gives it to the kupa of tzedakah, very similar to what we said before, is also, you don't know who it's going to, it's distributed among the anim, so you don't know who gave it to you. That's very similar to this level. Velo yiten adam lekupa shel tzedakah, ela im ken yodea shememune aleha, Ne'eman v'yodeh linog ba'kashura. Which means another thing is a person should only give to a communal kupah, which means a communal fund, if you know that the person distributing it is a trustworthy person, is a faithful person, because only in that way should you put it in the kupah. So, says, okay, there's no beretiv over here. Let's move on. Says Manan, Saif chet, pachot mizeh, a level lower than that, sheyodea noten lemi noten, velo yada ani mimi lokeach. Kegon gedolei hachachamim shehayu holchim beseter umashlichin hamaot befitchei aniim. There were several amoraim that used to give tzedakah. The Gemara tells stories where they used to go and just leave money over by the houses of aniim, which means that the donor knows who he's giving to, but the recipient doesn't know where it's coming from. That's a level lower. Why? Obviously, the shame of the ani is less, but in the back of his mind, since he knows that the donor knows who he is, so there still is an element of shame over there. It's still a wonderful level of tzedakah. We find many gdolim in Shas that used to do that, but it's not the best. V'kaze ra'uy la'asot u'ma'ala tova hi im ena memunim ala tzedakah no'agim kashura. He says, in absence of the people who are in charge of distributing the tzedakah, let's say they're not the most worthy people. Let's say they're not the most trustworthy people. So a person should kind of take the tzedakah into his own hands in terms of distributing it directly to the anim. So what are you going to say? The only way you can reach a situation of the donor not knowing, the recipient not knowing, is if you can give it to a gabbai. But let's say you live in a place where the gabbai is not faithful. So it's better to forego that highest level of tzedakah, or second to highest really, instead of, you know, risking him pocketing the money or doing something with the money that's not so kosher. It's better for a person to just take it on his own and donate it directly to the anid.
Can you lie, Rabbi? Can you lie? Can a person lie to when he gives the money to the anid? Can he say it's somebody passed it to you, or is that it's from somebody else?
It's better not to lie. You can say it's from somebody. From somebody. It's better not to lie. Because it is from somebody.
Right.
Just try to, you know, you can try to, you know, play with the words a little bit. Tov. Says, there anybody to Tev over here? No, there's not. Says Maran Vaiter, a step lower in tzedakah, Saif Tet, Pachot Mize, Shiyodea, this is, by the way, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch takes this directly from the Rambam. Pachot Mize, Shiyodea Ani, Mimi Noten, Velo Yada Noten, Lemi Noten. A lower level is, let's say, the Ani knows who he's taking from, but the person, the donor, doesn't know who he's giving to. Which means that the Ani knows where it's coming from, so he has that shame. He knows that he's taking from the individual, but his shame is a little bit mitigated since he knows that the person giving doesn't know where it's coming from. כגון החכמים שהיו צוררים המעות בסדיניהם ומשליחים אותם לאחוריהם ובאים העניים ונותנים כדי שלא יהיה להם בושה. There are stories in the Gemara where certain chachamim, as they were walking, they had money, they had money pouches, and as they were walking on the street, they used to throw it behind their back. And the anim used to come and collect it, so the anim knew where it was coming from, but the person who was donating, the chacham who was donating, didn't know who he was giving it to, so kind of also balances out in terms of the anim feels ashamed, he knows who's giving it to him, but at the end of the day, since he knows that the guy doesn't know who he's giving to, so that kind of brings down his busha. That's also a up there in the levels of tzedakah. That's also high up there. Now, Saif Yod says Maran pachot mize sheiten le'ani biyado kodem shishal. A step lower than this is where you know. Let's say the person knows, both the donor and the recipient know. He gives it to him, which means face to face. They both know. The donor knows who he's giving to. The recipient knows where it's coming from. But he preempts it, which means the ani didn't have to stick out his hand. He says, come. He gives him the tzedakah first. The ani didn't have to ask for it. That also takes away a little bit of the busha. There is a busha involved in asking. And therefore, when the donor preempts it and gives it to him, that also, that's a ma'ala. Now says Manan Seif Yud Aleph, Pachot Mizeh, Sheiten Lo Kara'ui Achar Sheish'al. A step lower is once the Ani asks, but he gives him a worthy matana, meaning a nice amount of tzedakah, something that he can, you know, so the Ani feels good that he gave him a nice amount, but he still feels a little bit ashamed that he had to ask for it. Huh? So it really depends. I don't know exactly what the situation would be, but let's say you have a choice where you could, let's say, give anonymously and the person doesn't know where it's coming from, but in that way you'd have to give less for whatever reason, or you could give it to his face, but you'd give more. So over there, I'm not sure, I can't think of a situation where that's the case, but if that was the case, you have to really gauge the ani. If the ani would appreciate a little bit more shame, but he'd be willing to deal with the shame because he's getting more money, and so be it. Certain anim would be like, certain anim, their pride, meaning they need tzedakah, but their need for tzedakah is not so burning, so they'd rather take less money and have less shame. So you'd really have to gauge it based on the ani. Sometimes you don't know. Sometimes you have to use your judgment. But in general, I can't think of a case where that would be, because why, you know, if you're giving anonymously, right, that's, well, that we saw that before. If a person, let's say, feels or knows that the gabay tzedakah, the person who is distributing the funds is not so trustworthy, so therefore he'd rather do it himself. So, but there's a way to do that. You can still give a nice matana. You'd be able to do that. However, there are ways to mitigate that, like the Chachamim did. They went and dropped it off by the person's house. They went directly to the person's house and they dropped it off. So there are ways to deal with that as opposed to having to give it directly to the person's hand. But again, even giving it to the person's hand, it's not like it's not tzedakah. It may not be the highest level, but bevadai bevadai, it is the mitzvah. Saif Yudbet, says Maran, pachot mizeh, shiteno, pachot me'ara'ui, b'sever panim yafot. A level under what we've been speaking about is when a person gives tzedakah, the ani had already asked, I'm giving it to face by face, I give him less than what I really should be, but, or, you know, what I give him what I can, but you give it to him b'sever panim yafot, which is, like we spoke about yesterday, you have to give it to him with a nice demeanor, you have to give it to him in a way that is, you know, that's not bringing him down, that's not condescending. Many times people, when they give tzedakah, they're condescending, that hurts the person. And, you know, sometimes, like we saw in Maran yesterday, very scary language, if a person gives even a nice amount of tzedakah with a demeaning face or gives it to him with attitude, you lose the sachar. There's no sachar for that tzedakah. It's a big, big thing. Person, and sometimes we're tempted in the different applications of tzedakah, sometimes, you know, people can sometimes be annoying. That is true. However, we have to keep our cool. If we're already doing the mitzvah of tzedakah, we have to control ourselves, overcome the yetzerara, overcome the annoyance, and give it in a way that is, you know, that's pleasant, that's happy, b'simcha, just like any other mitzvah a person would have to do with joy. Tzedakah is no different than any other mitzvah. It says, yeah.
The Bushal is a lower level. If you can spare him Bushal, it's a higher level. Wouldn't it be the opposite? Because if the guy's an Ani, then his Bushal might get kapara for him to not become an Ani. So, you know, why is that our calculation? So let me ask you a question. Forget about an Ani. You know, the Gemara says, Kol amanbin pinei chaverot berabim, en lochelek la'on hamaba. Person who shames his friend publicly doesn't have a share in the world to come.
No, not public. But I'm saying, how come we don't say, hey, wait a second. You know what? Let me embarrass every Jew I see as a chesed to give him kaparat avonot. I want to give him kaparat avonot. Right? Or onad vanim. I want to speak about, you know, the Torah forbids us from speaking lashon hara. The Midrash tells us that when a person speaks lashon hara about somebody else, their mitzvot and avonot swap. So maybe I want to do the guy chesed. I want him to get a lot of mitzvot. I want to take all of his avirot. So I do mamash chesed. Speak lashon hara. Doesn't work that way. Obviously, right? The point, we have mitzvot. We have a, you know. The point is, if a kadosh baruch wants to give him busha, that's Hashem's cheshbon. We have to do what is commanded of us, which is to try to spare our fellow man from as much shame as possible. And bevadai, you know, asking for tzedakah, or forget about asking, but requiring tzedakah to begin with is innately shameful enough. So that's something that we have to try to avoid. Says Maran, pachot mizeh, the lowest, the eighth and lowest level of tzedakah, says Maran, sheitin be'etziv, when a person gives after the person already asks for it, but you give it to him in a disgruntled manner. Take it, right? Sometimes you see people like that.
You again.
Even though we spoke about the eight levels of tzedakah, and the one is lower than the other, the worst possible thing a person could do in the context of tzedakah, says the Rama, is to be mitpa'er, to be arrogant, to for a person to, you know, get on his high horse about tzedakah. The Rama brings down, the Samag and Bet Yosef bring this down as well. If a person gets all haughty about tzedakah that he gives, not only does he lose the sachar for that tzedakah, he also gets punished for that tzedakah as well. Person cannot become haughty for it. Now, he says, here's what might you say, what about all these things that have people's names on them? Isn't that being haughty? Isn't that publicizing the tzedakah? Are you allowed to put your name on something you gave, you donated, you gave tzedakah? Is that mutar? Says the Rama. Umikol makom, mi shemakdish davar nitzedakah, mutar sheikhtov shemo alav, sheyelo lizikaron, v'ra'ui la'asotkim. Which means, it is permissible when a person donates something to tzedakah, whether it is an object, or sfarim, or a building, or a fund, or whatever it is, the halacha is that he is allowed to put his name on it, so that that item, or whatever it is that he donated, acts as a zechut, remains as a memory for the person, achar mea ve'esrim, and says that it's even proper to do that. Again, you have to know really, if you can give it anonymously, matov manaim. But if a person wants to put his name on something that he donated to tzedakah, there certainly he is within his rights to do so. And says the Be'etiv, Be'etiv, V'ayinu shetzar lo bintinato, aval al kol panim, eno mar'en lo panim zo'afot, de'im ken lo nechshov b'shmana ma'alo, de'ifsid zchuto. The Shach asks a very interesting question. How can you consider, what do we say was the lowest level of tzedakah? Giving with the sad face. Didn't we say before that loses his, a person who does that loses his zechut? So what does that mean? That's part of the lowest levels of tzedakah. Says the Shach, it means that he's sad inside, but he's not showing it on the outside. Because if he's showing it on the outside, it's not tzedakah at all, it's an avera. That's the distinction between these two levels. And then says the Be'eritev, one more, says, V'ra'ui, she'az lo yuchlu atzibur l'shanot ledavar acher. What's the virtue in putting a person's name on something after he donated it? What's the virtue in that? Says the Be'eritev, because then the tzibur will know, once you put your name on it, they can't change the money or they can't change the object to be used for something else. Sometimes a person can do, he donates something to tzedakah, and then what happens is, you know, after he dies, people can use it for something else. You don't want that. You donated something to tzedakah. You want it to be used for what you donated it for. So over there, in order to avoid that, says the Rama, a person is allowed to write his name on it so that it's an everlasting memory that this is what the guy, right? Let's say a person donated in Yodama, he donated a shul. And then after he dies, like, oh yeah, he didn't mean it as a shul. He meant it as a JCC, Yodama. No, that's why the person writes his name on it. This Bet HaKnesset, Bet HaMidrash, Yeshiva, Kolel, whatever it was designated for Torah Tefillah, and people understand that he donated it, and they'll be much more incredulous to change it after the person is long gone. So, says Maran, Tov liten pruta le'ani, kodem kol tefillah, sheneemar ani betzedek echaze panecha. Says Maran, it is a good idea to give even a small coin to tzedakah before every tefillah, okay, to an ani. If you don't have an ani, then you give it to a kupat tzedakah. But the point is, a person should be donating tzedakah before every tefillah, because that creates, before a person begins to address a Kadosh Baruch Hu through tefillah, he creates zechut for himself by starting off with tzedakah. There's only one time that the Maran Achida brings down in a Sefer Pitach Inayim, B'Shem, the Ari HaKadosh, by Arvit. Unless there's an Ani standing in front of you who really needs it, a person should not give tzedakah before Arvit, or you shouldn't give really tzedakah at night at all, unless there's an Ani who needs it right now. Unless there's an Ani standing in front of you and he needs it, a person, Lefi HaSod, should not donate tzedakah at night, because night is a time of dinim, according to the Kabbalah. Tov. Huh? Yeah, I've said that it's okay. That's okay. Kabbalah. Dinim. Yeah? Mystical Zachan. Says the Be'eritev, Le'ani. V'kol sheken im noten nekupa shel tzedakah kodem tefila, de'adif tefe. Says the Be'eritev b'shem HaShach, that it's even better to give to a kupat tzedakah before the tefillah than to give it to an ani. Because the ani has shame at the end of the day. Kupat tzedakah, you're killing two birds with one stone. You're giving tzedakah. Plus, there's no shame involved because it's going to a communal fund and it's being distributed to aniim. Without that element of shame, that's even better. Says two more halachot. Says Maran, Tetvav, Gabay tzedakah, sheyesh biyadam ma'ot tzedakah, yasiu bahem betulot aniyot, she'en tzedakah gedola mizo. Let's say a person is a gabay. Let's say a person is a tzedakah distributor. And he has money for tzedakah purposes. And there are different causes that it can go to. What is the greatest cause of tzedakah that the gabayim can distribute to? Says Maran, to marry off poor kalot, achnasat kala, kalot who can't afford to marry off them, it's what we commonly refer to as achnasat kala. There's no greater tzedakah than that. Says Maran, I'm sorry, says the Beit Tev Yud Aleph, betulot, ובתשובת מהרם אל אשכר, כתב דדווקא יתומות, אבל לא ידעתי אם יכולים הקהל להשיא ענייה, שאין להביא היכולת להשיאה בדבר של הקדש, ששם בעליו עליו. ואם נקרא זאת דבר של מצווה. Says the מהרם אל אשכר on this הלכה, that this applies specifically to יתומות, to orphan girls. But he says, what about marrying off, not orphan girls, but just poor girls who have parents, but their parents just can't make the wedding, is that considered, can use mamon hekdesh from the kupa shel tzedakah? Maram al Ashkar is doubtful about that. He says he's not sure if you can use the hekdesh money of the kahal for a purpose like that, but most kehilot nowadays have such a communal fund for hachnasat kala, for even girls who are not yitomot, and we consider it tzedakah today in any event. Says the Shulchan Aruch Vayter. יש מי שאומר שמצוות צדקה, שמצוות בית הכנסת עדיפה ממצוות צדקה, ומצוות צדקה לנערים ללמוד תורה או לחולים עניים עדיף ממצוות בית הכנסת. Some say that building a בית הכנסת is greater than other forms of צדקה, and others say that donating money to youngsters to be able to send them to yeshiva, or to provide for cholim, for sick people, is greater than bit haknesset. So if you have a choice whether to build a bit haknesset or send a child to yeshiva, says the Shulchan Aruch, clearly, no doubt, send the kid to yeshiva. Sending kid to yeshiva is greater than building a bit haknesset. Now, Well, building yeshiva with thoughts of bringing people in, bevadai. So he says the Rama, מה שנוהגים לפסוק צדקה עבור מתים בשעת הזכרת נשמות, מנהג ותיקין הוא ומהנה לנשמותיהם. When a person donates tzedakah or pledges tzedakah on behalf of the dead, that is a wonderful עילוי נשמה for the niftar. People think that saying the names of the niftar does something. Saying the name of a dead person is nearly worthless. Okay, the Ari HaKadosh writes about in Shara Kavanot. He says a lot of people think that they're bringing the neshama up by mentioning the name. Mentioning the name of a niftar does nothing. Says the Rama, and the Ari HaKadosh says the same thing in Shara Kavanot. Mentioning the name of a niftar in the context of the mitzvah, any mitzvah. That's why Ba'aliyah LaTorah, when a person donates tzedakah, that's when it's beneficial. But stam to mention the name of an ani, you know, the Ari HaKadosh says, what happens when a person mentions an ani? When a person mentions that a niftar, I mean, when you mention the name of a niftar, it opens up his file in Shammai. Anytime say, Ploni ben Ploni Yofi, ma asita lo? You open up his file in Shammai, they bring him ledin. What did you do then? Loto. But when it's in the context of a mitzvah, you donated tzedakah, you went up la'ali ala Torah, you did some sort of other mitzvah, you donated tzfarim, then Shammai say, oh, Ploni ben Ploni just had this mitzvah done in his honor, in his merit, that's a big thing. Says the Rama, it's good to donate tzedakah while mentioning the name of the ani, because that be'emet benefits the niftar. Says the Baritev, Borachaim Siman Tafresh Kaf Alef Evi B'Shem Arukeach Atam, Mishum Shehu Yitbarach Bochen Nevavot V'yodeh Shim Haya Oto Amet B'Chaim Haya Noten Tzedakah, Im Haya Lo Mamon. Aval Im Noten Avu Rasha, Eno Mo'il Ad Kan Lishono. Wow, big stuff. Says the Rukeach, he says, what's the reason that donating tzedakah on behalf of dead people benefits them? He says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that were this deceased person alive right now, he would give tzedakah on his own, and therefore it's a zechut for him. Therefore, says the Rokeach, what happens if the person was a rasha and a kamtan? The person was a rasha and he was miserly, he never gave tzedakah. So even if he was alive, he wouldn't give tzedakah. Says the Rokeach, it doesn't help to give tzedakah le'inu nishmato. Because this person, if he was alive, he wouldn't give anyway. Yeah, says the Rama. בכתב, בתשובת נחלת שבעה, אם רצו מקצת יחידים לקחת מעות המצווה, מה שהם קונים ביד עצמם, ליתן העניים שהם רוצים, אין הדין עמהם, אלא צריכים ליתן לגביים. Okay, that's a different case. But anyways, many other poskim disagree with this rokeach, and they say that in order to bring about zechut to the niftarim, even a rasha, every little bit helps, even if, like we said before, the svara is not only because Hashem knows that he would give, but because we do a mitzvah in his honor and anything, especially if it's a son. There's a midrash that, maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow, the midrasha says that there was a tremendous rasha that died and left his pregnant wife when he died, and then the kid grew up to be a rasha gamur, and Rabbi Akiva brought him tshuva. It's a whole story. So if a person has a child, even a rasha, but a person has a son, that son is able to be mezakeoto with all the mitzvot that he does. Bezat Hashem, we'll pick this up tomorrow, Yom Tov. Let's get ready for Shacharit.